Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a trusted place for you and your family. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you could also reach out by phone at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so I promise you, buckle up. We're going to have a fantastic program today. Would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He's with Wise Choices Financial. They call him the Medicare Whisperer. You will learn that, why he has that nickname here very, very shortly. But Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's very good to be back, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You bet. So you're going to want to write these this phone number down and the website. You can reach out to Mark and the great team at Wise Choices Financial at 816-841-9141. And also visit the website. It's a really good website, lifewithmedicare.com. Lifewithmedicare.com. All right, Mark, so 2020 has been so crazy, it's actually turned into a verb, believe it or not. And one of my boys the other day, I think it was Logan, I heard him say, "Dude, he got 2020'd." I think he was talking about a football game or something, but it has been an incredible year, to say the least.
Boy, you've hit the nail on the head. Our world has changed, and that's a Captain Obvious statement there. But one of the things I can tell you and your listeners is Medicare has definitely changed. And so often I will hear people, you know, folks on Medicare, whether they're my clients or just people I meet out in the public, they'll say, "Oh, you know, everything's good with my Medicare plan. I'm just happy. I'm not going to change anything." Folks, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. 2020 is not the year to ignore your Medicare Advantage plan or your prescription drug coverage. Don't do it. You've got to pay attention and do a review this year.
Okay. And other than the obvious, this is 2020. So anything and everything could and will happen. Why is that so important?
Well, look, we're in what's called the Medicare annual election period. Some people call it the open enrollment period. It has different names for different people. But this is the period of time when a person who is on Medicare, we call them Medicare beneficiaries, they can review their Medicare Advantage plan if they have one, and or their Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage options for the 2021 plan year. Now, Steve, that period begins every year on October 15th. And it goes every day through December 7th. It's the time that you want to reach out, whether I'm your broker, my team's your broker, you've had a broker in the past, maybe you can't get a hold of them because a lot of them went out of business this year, unfortunately. But it's a time to set up that time to go over where's your current plan, what is that going to look like in the new year, and what are your options in the new year. Now, Steve, my business, this industry has been typically set up for people to go into people's homes. I quit doing that in 2012. People don't want people coming into their homes, especially now with the whole thing.
Especially right now.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've been able to do online meetings like Zoom meetings with my team since 2008. So this is nothing new to us. But we're meeting our clients by phone. We're meeting them in person in our brand new, beautiful office in about the intersection of I-470 and 40 Highway, kind of Independence, Blue Springs, Lee Summit, all together there. If they want to come in, of course, we follow all CDC guidelines, and we still have the ability to do Zoom meetings. So I'm telling you, this is the time that people really, really, really want to get involved and review their situation. We don't need a whole lot of information from you. List of your doctors to make sure they're going to be in network. List of your current medications if you want us to make sure they're covered. You really, truthfully, Steve, you should work with a broker, especially a local broker. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. But very least, go out to the MyMedicare.gov website and register for your online Medicare account. You can do that right after the show today, Steve. Don't do it right now, but do it right after the show today. It's a secure government site where Medicare beneficiaries can review their claim statuses and their up-to-date list of medications. Wouldn't that be nice not to have to handwrite everything on a little bitty card? I can't directly quote every county in the Kansas City area, but I can tell you in Jackson County, Missouri, where I live, there are over 137 different ways to set up your Medicare. You realize that's more ways to set up Medicare than they have to set up Social Security. It means they're both confusing, and with that many options,
it is the government.
it is the government. Government simplification. Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna make this simple. Easy for everyone. Yeah.
Yes. So with having that many options and so many changes I've seen in the plan benefits for 2021, as well as the different drug shifting tiers in the Medicare Part D world, it's just critically important that our listeners today and their friends, family members, and associates make time to review your coverage for 2021. I cannot overstate the importance of this review. If virtually everything in 2020 has gone wrong, let's don't give 2020 a chance to mess up your Medicare. Please don't. I sound like I'm begging. It's really, I'm begging for business. I'm begging for people not to ignore this and end up having some real nasty surprises in January.
Well, that's right. And so we're already into that that open enrollment season, October 15th through December the 7th. So, Mark, naturally, you're going to want folks to wake up about December the 5th and realize this and then give you a call on December the 6th. Isn't that correct?
Can if they want to. We'll be really nice to them. We won't say ugly things to them, but I can tell you, if they call on December 6th, they're not going to get an appointment. I've added, I'm working, of course, like I do every day. I have three other agents helping me here, and our calendar right now is sitting in pretty close to Thanksgiving. We're not too far from being booked all the way, all four of us, into Thanksgiving. So that's why I say don't wait. Do not wait. I mean, sure some of these folks have heard my radio spots that are going on right now and are thinking, oh, I need to call that guy. I need to look that guy up. I need to get a hold of them. Don't wait. Seriously, do not wait. It's not where I can just say, okay, well, all four of us have a full calendar. I'll grab somebody and teach them all about Medicare in 2 days. It takes a while to learn this stuff.
Well, and you know, a lot of people are hesitating to do a lot of things because they're concerned about COVID-19, and rightly so. If you're over 65, you're in the high-risk group, and then if you have health issues, that could even make it more precarious as far as, you know, public exposure. So if you have a question, reach out to Mark Squires and the great team at Wise Choices Financial, and they can talk to you over the phone. They can set up a Zoom virtual meeting with you, and you don't even have to leave your house. Give them a call at 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, if it's all right, I want to brag about you just for a second. Is that okay?
Well, sure. Let me sit back and relax and enjoy this.
So they call you the Medicare Whisperer. My mom, I think, refers to you as Mr. Wonderful because
I'll take that.
And I've shared the story before, but I just want to reiterate, if I can trust taking my own mother to see Mark Squires, you can too. So here's what Mark was able to do for my mom. She was spending nearly $300 a month on a really good Medicare supplement plan. And she was spending, close to, I think, $60 a month on a Part D plan that helps with prescription medication costs. And so we went in to Mark and we did set up our account, just like Mark said. And we went in, and I'll tell you what, Mark couldn't have been more gracious and kind. And he asked a lot of questions and he said, well, look, we could look at this or we can look at this. We ended up settling on a plan that I didn't even know existed, a plan N, as in Nancy. Mm-hmm. It was very, very close to the coverage that she had, which was top of the line. This one is extremely close for about a third of the money. We saved, about a third to 40%. So we saved $163 a month. And then Mark said, okay, let's take a look at your prescriptions. And so he pulled that up through this Medicare website. And then he said, which pharmacy do you prefer? And so she said that. And so he said, all right, let's line all of this up. And he said, no, I don't like this company and this company. They're too new. Let's go with the proven company. I think we ended up going with Cigna, a great company, saved her $32 a month, and then every month in a reduction of out-of-pocket copays of $92 a month. So the grand total, Mark Squire saved my mother $287 a month. And I'll tell you what, that made the complete difference in her monthly budget, and it literally changed her life financially. So, Mark, I just want to thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. And we're going to move on to the Senior Care Live question of the week, and then we're going to be back with Mark on the other side here. But here it is. When shopping for Medicare insurance, you should A, respond to a television advertisement, B, respond to a mailed advertisement, C, respond to a door-to-door salesperson, D, work with a salesperson representing only one company and product, or E, work with an experienced insurance broker representing all companies and products. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com or through the app radio.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When shopping for Medicare insurance, you should A, respond to a television ad, B, respond to mailed advertisements, C, respond to door-to-door salesperson, D, work with a salesperson representing only one company and product, or E, work with an experienced insurance broker representing all companies and products. And the answer is E. The answer is E. In my opinion, you work with an experienced insurance broker that represent all companies and products. And that is exactly why I took my own mother to see Mark Squires. He saved her in an hour about almost $300 every single month. And for a widow living on a fixed income, Mark, that was life-changing. Thank you for all of your help with my mom.
You realize, Steve, the only thing more dangerous than referring your mother to somebody like me is referring your mother-in-law to somebody like me.
Well, yeah, that'd be dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I would trust you with her as well, because I know you would do a fantastic job. For our listeners, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, Mark, let's discuss all of these television commercials. Every single year, we are just completely bombarded with these things. They're driving me nuts.
Oh, they drive me nuts too, and I can only imagine what your clients and my clients think. I mean, with all the junk mail they're getting and everything, now pile on the political commercials that we have to deal with.
Oh,
and
that's
now
driving me nuts too.
Yeah, well, at least we know that's going to end at some point. But so just folks, I want you to think about this for a minute, and I'm going to be really transparent. Consider the cost of a television advertisement; they're not cheap. Now consider how many times you're seeing those advertisements every single hour. It's just crazy. So, look, folks, these companies are not philanthropic. They are not your friend. They are in business to sell you something. When you call that toll-free number, you're likely going to get connected with a trainee who is making minimum wage and making $10 or $20 if they get you to sign up for something. They have a sales manager in the background pushing them to do what? Make a sale. That person is not your neighbor or your friend. Good chance they're in Florida or, you know, some other state. They're not going to be able to help you if in May you have a problem. In fact, just today, one of my clients called and said, I'm having a problem with a bill from my doctor's office. I said, hey, send it over to me. Let me look at it. We're neighbors. I mean, she lives up north of the river, but okay. She's still my neighbor. I'm here. My team is here to help her every day of the year. What they do in these phone calls is they ask you questions in such a way where you get used to saying the word yes. And you say yes. And you say yes. And finally, you end up saying yes to something you probably never wanted to say yes to in the first place.
That's a kind of a slimy sales technique, frankly.
Yeah. But a lot of people wind up with braces and prosthetic devices from those companies and things they don't want or don't need. And you know what happens next, Steve, is they get your name, they get your phone number, they get your address, they probably get your email address. And you know what they do with that information? They sell it. And they sell it to Lord knows who, how many other companies in marketing databases. So that means more mail coming that you don't want. It means more spam phone calls, means more email in your inbox if you have email. If you don't, you're free. Stay that way. Look, I can't make the phone call stop. I can't make the television commercial stop. But if you work with a local plan broker like us at the Medicare Whisperer at Wise Choice Financial, we truly are your neighbors. If you live in the Jackson County area, you might run into me at, you won't run into me at Walmart. I avoid that place, but it might be Hy-Vee, it might be Price Chopper. You never know. Every now and then my wife makes me go to Marshall's. Oh, but you might see me there. We're accredited, A+, accredited by the Better Business Bureau, and we're in business every month of the year. We're not like some of the brokers in this community who will go sell and their Medicare stuff for 7 weeks and then go mow lawns and install outside lighting for the rest of the year. This is a mission for us and the team here, is to help our community, make our community better. Your local broker, we have all of the exact same programs and products that they pitch on those TV commercials. And if it's appropriate for you, we're going to recommend it for you. And we'll be there throughout the year to help you service that. Can we get really transparent for a minute, Steve?
Yeah.
Does anybody really believe that Joe Namath needs a free ride to his doctor's office? He might be drunk. Maybe he does, but yeah. And he's being
paid. I don't think Broadway Joe's probably hurting too much. I think he's okay.
He's doing all right, but he may be, because he's actually being paid to read a script.
Right.
And I know Dr. Phil has doctor in front of his name, but he's not a Medicare expert.
Yep.
Guess what? He's being paid to do what? Read a script. And
Steve, yeah,
in any aspect of your life, would you seek out the advice of Mike Ditka?
Only if I wanted some football related advice. I would definitely not seek out his advice for anything to do with Medicare.
Absolutely. If you're going to get the boys together and start your own football team, Mike Ditka might be the guy to help you get that done.
Right.
not Medicare. No, you would not. Unfortunately, Mike Ditka, and I don't know Mike Ditka, but I'm sure he's a nice man, but he is being paid to read a script to get you to call for some quote unquote benefit that might be available to a veteran who's on Medicare who lives in Florida. It just gets me really riled up. It angers me for what they do to these people. But you have my permission. Your listeners have my permission to ignore those television commercials. Get up, go get some popcorn or something to drink, and come back. And Joe Namath, with those really weird-looking dentures, will still be talking to you, and you could ignore him. But ignore those TV commercials for your own good, folks. Just do it. Don't pay attention to it.
Well, and like you said, at least the political commercials are done by about November 3 or 4. But these Medicare commercials will then tend to ramp up after that, frankly, all
yes,
the way
will.
Through December the 7th. What do you think they spend? It's got to be tens and tens of millions of dollars on these commercials.
Oh, Absolutely. I would guess, I mean, those are call centers, so they're not brand specific. I know what some of the individual insurance companies spend. I would guess they're probably somewhere in the $10 million a month. So that tells you how much business they're doing. First of all, I had to pay Joe Namath, and I'm sure he didn't come cheap. I don't know what Dr. Phil gets paid, but then they have to pay for that airtime, and they're not paying for airtime just on your favorite news channel. They're on every single station, whether you're watching Chip and Joanna put shiplap in a building, there's Joe Namath. If you're watching your local news, there's Mike Ditka. It doesn't matter. They're spending millions of dollars, and they have one goal, and that is to sell you something.
All right, so the bottom line is ignore the television commercials for your own good.
Yes.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, ignore those commercials and call Mark Squires at 816-841-9141 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. We will have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our podcasts of every recent episode of the program, again, at seniorcarelive.com. Today, we're visiting with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer with Wise Choices Financial. You can reach Mark and the great team there at 816-841-9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, this is one of my very favorite segments of the program.
Ooh. And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from the Associated Press, dated October 15th, 2020. Mark, every time I say 2020, I feel like I sound like Barbara Walters. This is Barbara Walters in the 2020. And every time I say 2020, I feel like I'm Barbara Walters. Anyway, that's a little off the subject. But again, from the Associated Press, Trump's Election Eve drug discounts for seniors get snagged. It goes on to say, President Donald Trump's plan to mail millions of seniors a $200 prescription savings card has hit legal and budgetary blocks, making it unlikely the government can carry it out before Election Day. So, Mark, explain to our listeners what this is all about. And the big question, will seniors actually get a prescription savings card for $200?
Well, it's very interesting. First of all, I would say this is Mark's opinion. Okay, so do not go to Vegas and place a bet on this. This is just my opinion. Yes, I think the $200 prescription savings card is actually going to manifest and be sent to seniors. Will it be done by Election Day? Of course not. People talk about, budget, where's this money going to come from? Well, there's actually a provision within the Medicare budget that allows Medicare to divert certain funds, and they have a pool of money for this, to conduct experiments that will help seniors lower their medical costs. So that's what the president's talking about. Let's divert some of this money, and let's put this out there so that we can do an experiment to see if we can mitigate some of the prescription drug costs for some of our seniors. Now, I do believe this is going to be means tested. So people who are paying what we call the IRMA penalty, which we won't get into that as well, but if you make too much money, you pay more for your Medicare. I believe it will be means tested, and people who are paying an IRMA penalty will not receive the card, but most Medicare beneficiaries, I truly believe this will come through. There's not a whole lot of legal involved here. It's just a matter of how is the media going to use it for their own benefit. And once that happens, I'm sure they'll get released.
Yeah, and so you have the $200 savings card, and I assume that's going to help you pay some of your copays and deductibles.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's not going to expire in any particular time, right? You just use it until it's used up?
As I understand it, as I've read about it, yeah, it's a card for the year 2021, and you use it till it's used up. So that could be your full retail cost. It could be deductibles, copays, or coinsurance.
Well, and when you hit that donut hole, which, you know, towards the end of the year, a lot of people, you know, might be in that donut hole, that could really help out, especially, you know, right before the holidays and everything else. So I think that's a good thing. All right. So another headline from Forbes, October 20th, 2020, is if you're a diabetic Medicare beneficiary, here's what you should know about $35 insulin. On March 11, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's also known as CMS, announced the Part D Senior Savings Model. Plans that provide Part D prescription drug coverage can choose to offer insulin for a maximum copayment of no more than $35. And to put that in perspective, this year, in the year 2020, a monthly copayment for insulin can range from $2 to $200 or more, depending on the medication, the plan you have, and the place you reside. So, Mark, please unpack this for us. And the question is, you know, with almost 7 million people who will be directly affected by this, the diabetic Medicare beneficiaries, will they really get $35 insulin?
Well, the answer is, as it always is with the world of Medicare, it depends.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So the first thing I will say is I am personally, I'm not a person who favors government interaction in private business. But in this case, I'm going to say that the pharmaceutical industry has about brought it on themselves.
Yep.
I've been in this business for many, many years. I was there on the first day of Medicare Part D, and I can tell you I have seen insulin become shockingly expensive. And a big part of it is they changed the delivery system and reset everything back to patent protected expensive stuff. So one of the things you read in there is that the Part D prescription drug coverage companies can choose to offer insulin for a maximum copayment of no more than $35.
Yep.
Now, Steve, not all, this is going to shock you, okay? Not all companies have chosen to do that.
I am stunned.
It is stunning. some of the companies have, and we do have companies that write or have policies, you know, programs available in Kansas City that have. But here's the beauty of this. For those companies that have chosen to cover the insulin, and it's an insulin and certain other diabetic injectables. So even on some of the companies, even Tracebo, which is very, very expensive, is on this list. But it's a $35 cap, and that applies to all phases of Medicare Part D, the deductible phase, initial coverage phase, the donut hole, and the catastrophic phase. Flat $35. Now that, Steve, is for a 30-day supply. Okay, so generally speaking, a 30-day supply is a 30-day supply. So if you're on Lantus Solastar and you're doing 5 vials a month, that's a 30-day supply. If you happen to be on an insulin pump and you're using 5 vials of insulin to put in that insulin pump every month, that's what a 30-day supply is. And the carriers, this is not we heard the word mandate, we heard the word executive order, but this is not really mandated forcing the companies to participate. So it's up to you, the Medicare beneficiary, to be a savvy healthcare shopper. You know, you'll shop for the groceries, you'll go 2 blocks out of your way to save a dollar on light bulbs. You need to apply the same kind of logic and effort to your healthcare. Do your due diligence, and maybe you want to opt into a plan with this enhanced coverage. There's no need to go into bankruptcy to get your insulin. And I have good, sweet clients who will only take half of their insulin to make it last longer. If we can cap that at 35, if we can help you get on a plan that will do that, folks, you're going to be healthier. And doesn't everybody want to be healthier? I think so.
Well, yeah, and so many people, and this is so sad, but I mean, they're forced between food and medication.
Yes.
And guess what? You have to eat to live. So maybe you will forego your medication. Maybe you'll take your insulin at half the strength or every other day, which, by the way, impacts your ability to live. But I mean, at some point, people don't have any choice. And so, you know, when I hear about some of these things that I feel like is would be in the category of price gouging, I am also on the side of free business enterprise and competition and all of that. But at some point, you have to have some regulations, some guidelines. And I really like this one as well.
I completely agree with you. And the conundrum for me is, why can that great big box store, we won't say their name because they're not paying for advertising time, but they're headquartered out of Bentonville, Arkansas. Why have they found a way to sell insulin for $25 a vial? If they can do it, I'm sure the pharmaceutical manufacturers can figure out a way to sell their insulin. I guarantee you they're not charging the VA $728 for a 30-day supply of insulin. They can do it, and they should do it, and this is the first step, in my opinion, to getting medications like insulin and certain other diabetes-related injectables to a place where they're affordable for the Medicare beneficiaries.
And, you know, and again, we have about 7 million individuals who will benefit from this. Mark, have you had anyone so far? I know we're early into this enrollment season, but have you had anyone into your office so far looking for that that price break at $35?
So far, we are 5 days into the Medicare open enrollment or annual election period. Between all four agents, we've seen over 100 people. And personally, I've had four people in talking about $35 insulin. Three of the four, it was appropriate to make a change. The fourth one, we actually found out she could get on her husband's retiree insurance, which means she's no longer my client, but we always do the right thing for the client, not necessarily for our bank account. And I strongly recommended she go that direction because she was going to be paying like $18 for her insulin. So, and unfortunately,
and for our listeners, did you hear that, folks? Mark Squires is in this for the right reasons. He does business ethically. He does it the right way. And even if it costs him having you become someone else's client and losing you as a client, he is going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you how it is. And even if that means losing you as a client, and he just referred this lady to her husband's policy to save her a lot of money on her insulin. And Mark, you know, we went through my mom's drug coverage, and she was paying over $30 a month for one of these prescriptions, and I think she pays like 16 cents or something ridiculous like that. I mean, one time she left the pharmacy, she called me up, she said, guess how much my bill was? And I said, what? She said, I picked up three medications and they didn't charge me a penny. They were literally free. So Mark does the right thing. He does business the right way. Give him a call, the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. We're going to have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And today, visiting with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. He has forgotten more about Medicare than most people know. Trust me on that one. Reach out to Mark and the great team at Wise Choices Financial at 816-841-9141 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, and Mark, I think we had one more point that you were wanting to cover on that $35 insulin and just general Medicare drug coverage information.
Yes, Steve. If the listeners would like a list of those covered insulins and injectables, they can reach out to us. We'll be glad to mail or email a copy to them, and there's no cost, no obligation. We're not going to try to sell them anything. We're just going to give them information that they've asked for, and hopefully they'll find it helpful.
All right. Excellent. And Mark, what is your territory or coverage range? So obviously you help lots of folks here in the metro area of Kansas City on the Kansas side, Missouri side, north of the river, et cetera. What other states are you licensed in? I mean, somebody might refer their parents who live in, say, you know, Oklahoma or Florida or wherever to you. Who can you help and what's your territory?
Well, we focus, of course, on the Kansas City area because these are our neighbors and people we love. But occasionally we'll have clients move or, like you said, refer people. So we are licensed in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas. I think we're in Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Alaska, and I think Florida. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. And yes, I did say Alaska.
Yeah, that's wild and crazy. So, all right, that's very good. That's very good. Again, 816-841-9141 or lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, you had mentioned offline that there's a Part B premium cap, which is kind of a change in 2021.
Oh, boy, this is fun. This is government math, and we all love government math.
Yeah.
So, you know, Social Security issued a cost of living adjustment announcement last week, a whopping 1.3%.
Yeah.
That means if you're getting $1,000 on Social Security, you're going to get an additional $13 on that Social Security payment. Is that not exciting?
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
That is fantastic. Don't spend it all in one place. Well, normally there would be a corresponding premium increase for Medicare Part B. And they don't announce that till sometime in November, but Congress did something the other day. I know. I was shocked, too. They did something. They accomplished something besides arguing.
Yeah.
They said, you know, we don't know what this COVID thing has done really to people, but what we're going to do is we're going to say whatever the actuarial percentage increase, sorry about using insurance speak, folks, but whatever they come out with in Washington, D.C., we are going to cap that at 25% of the amount. So the general consensus was that we were going to have about a 6% increase in Medicare Part B premiums, which would take that up from 144.60 to about 153. But with this cap, and nobody knows what the real number is going to be, so if it was 6% is what the actuaries say, that cap would only be 1.5%. Welcome to math class.
Which is right about at COLA.
Amazing, isn't it, how that works?
Yeah. How about that?
So it'll be somewhere between 146.48 and 153.60. I will give you again Mark's prediction. I'm going to call it at 146.78, which they would round to a number because they don't use odd numbers like that. But so I'm going to say about 146.80 is what that's going to come in at. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Don't hold me to this. Don't set your 2021 budget off of this. But we'll know in about we'll probably know that before we know who the next president is. Probably sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they will announce that sometime in November. But this is good news for Medicare beneficiaries. They're not going to see a significant increase in their Part B premium.
I was just talking with my mom the other day, and she was complaining about that COLA adjustment. And she said, well, she even talked about that Part B going up. She said that always seems to be higher than our adjustment. We go a little bit backwards. So I'll have to let her know about that for sure. So, Mark, what are some of the other major changes for Medicare in the year 2021?
Oh, my goodness. Always changes. There's some pretty major ones. So always before, since we started with Medicare Advantage, the Medicare Advantage plans were not required to cover patients who had end-stage renal disease. That's people on dialysis. Now, if you were on a Medicare Advantage plan and you went on dialysis, they couldn't kick you off, but you just couldn't change plans anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, Medicare said, starting in 2021, the Medicare Advantage plans are now required to cover new patients with end-stage renal disease. So if you know anything about dialysis, you know about every time a person gets hooked up to that machine, the bill's about $8,000.
It's super expensive. Yeah.
It is. And typical dialysis patient is on dialysis three times a week. So it's real expensive for the company. So what's happened is these companies are going, wait a minute, if we're going to have exposure to this, we probably want to raise our out-of-pocket maximum limits across the board to mitigate some losses for non-dialysis patients. So the out-of-pocket maximum, what we call in my world, it's a fun word, it's the MOOP, maximum out-of-pocket. We've seen some of the companies actually double that amount from like $3,500 last year or 2020 to about $6,700 in 2021. So you want to take a look at that if you're on Medicare Advantages. If my worst-case scenario comes up, how much am I going to pay out of my pocket for the year? We're seeing an addition of enhancement of several of the ancillary benefits, greater coverage for eyeglasses, greater coverage amounts for dental and hearing aids. More of the companies are covering hearing aids. Increased benefit in most cases for over-the-counter items. So you get a $60 per quarter or $20 per month over-the-counter benefit, you know, order Band-Aids and give everybody Band-Aids for Christmas next year because everybody needs Band-Aids. Yeah. That little tip from you got from the Medicare Whisperer right there. We have more than one Medicare Advantage plan now without prescription coverage that will actually provide veterans with a Part B premium give back. Now in Florida, that's quite a bit more than here, but we've got two plans in Kansas City. One will give veterans $40 of their Part B back, and one of them will give them $50 back. So here's a veteran who's getting their care from the VA, but maybe they want to use a Medicare Advantage plan to be able to go outside of the VA, but they're still getting their drugs there. Great. Mm-hmm. We can get you $40 or $50 a month back in the budget by putting you on a Medicare Advantage plan without prescription drug coverage. And used to be one plan in Kansas City like that. Now we've got two or three, I think.
Nice.
There are now a couple of competitors to Silver Sneakers. So Renew Active is the one by United Healthcare that actually has more facilities in their network than Silver Sneakers does. Beautiful one. One that excites me is we're seeing slightly lowered copay amounts for outpatient surgeries in certain facilities. So maybe cataract surgery might have been $360 last year. It could be as low as $290 this year. Direct primary care is a more popular model. Blue Cross Blue Shield is not, we're not advertising for them, but they have really taken this direct primary care to new levels, where a physician has a patient panel capped at about 350 patients. It means shorter waiting times to get an appointment. You actually get more face time with your provider. Teledoc has become a big thing with the COVID and the plans, and the patients are loving it. Visit with the doctor over the phone. Don't leave your house. Zero copay in most cases. More consolidation in the industry has happened. WellCare is now part of Centene, and I could go on and on and on, Steve. We've had a Medicare Advantage plan just for people who reside in a nursing home.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And so I think the bottom line here is, do not delay. If you don't review your plan options for the year 2021, you might wind up with a nasty surprise come January the 1st. Mark, what's your phone number one more time?
816-841-9141.
Or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Say hi to your mom for me.
Will do, will do. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.